turn the wheel in the sky. I make the planets and the shooting stars fly. I can take you to the moon, Mars and Venus and Saturn, or Neptune. I can take you to the start of it all, but I can't tell you what came before. Big Bang wasn't so loud compared to the questions I've got spinning around. Well, time can really screw you up. Well, time can really screw you up. He don't go there, and when ain't back where, and the lines get blurred as the past and future merge. We go down to the sea of light. Hear the minerals talking at night. We watch the electric storms drawing symbols and matter and fall. We listen to the singing tree. Lost ourselves in the chemistry. Trace the line of a thought, and we're joined and reborn. Well, time can really screw you up. Time can really screw you up. Is it all an illusion? Is it all in my mind? Can I stop this ride and step out of time? Have I broken some cosmic law? Is this a life I've lived before? Time can really screw you up. Time can really screw you up. It'll fuck up your head. It'll spin you around till your feet can't touch the So, this is Nick Treadwell. I'm in the shed. And that was a song from a bunch of songs that I wrote back in 2000. I came up with an idea about a man who lived in a very small town, didn't have many friends, and he started to slowly think he was going insane. He started to hear things. He started to hear things in the hum of his fridge. He started to hear things in the white noise on the TV when the channels would finish at night. He thought he could hear a message. He thought he could hear a sound from a long lost time in his memory. He wasn't going mad. He went to the doctors. The doctor said, "You're okay." But he was having some kind of conscious spiritual change brought about by this memory in his mind that was triggered by the sound, a memory of a distant other time, a time long, long ago, in a different world, in a different universe, but somehow not too dissimilar from where he lived now. And as he starts to evolve and change and remember these things, these memories, this story, this person that he was and where he came from, he starts to become someone totally different. And anyway, in the story, there's a man, an oldish character, who is friends with the main character, who's going a bit doolally, and this old guy is the curator, that's the right word, of the planetarium, the town planetarium. And our main character loves to go to the planetarium. He's always gone there. He always finds it a place of solace, a place almost like a church to him. He worships the stars, the movement of the stars, and it just takes him to a whole different level. And so he becomes friends, or he is friends with the old guy. And the song that I've just played for you, "Time Can Really Screw You Up," is a song that the old guy, the curator, sings to him in the musical. And within the lyrics of that song, it kind of draws parallels with the experience that the main character is going through, almost to the point that, you know, you'd think that the old guy had already had some experience, or knew, or was aware of what the main character was going through. And it's this idea of memory and of time and another place. That's the whole story and the whole idea that I had for this musical. And one day I'm going to get round to writing some more songs for it. And pretty much the story is all laid out, and just going to get back to writing some songs for it, really. But I had this idea, and so that's it. That was the thing. Anyway, the main motif in the musical the main musical motif and how the musical starts is with this. That's the main musical motif, that. So that's like a haunting musical motif that keeps on coming back throughout the musical in different songs. Anyway, so that's it for me, and I hope you enjoyed that, and bye for now.